In a book I wrote at the end of the 1980s called Candida Albicans, I suggested that if we continued overusing antibiotics and if we didn't increase our own immune competence, the strength of our immune system, then yeast infection would be nothing compared to what we would be confronted with. Since then, we've had Lyme disease, we've had SARS, we've had avian flu, mad cow, and a variety of other new microorganic diseases. In 2012, Margaret Mead, who is the head of the World Health Organization, admitted that if the trend continues, and if the amount of antibiotics that bacteria developing strains to continues to increase, something as simple as a scratch could become deadly again. We have focused significantly on using antibiotics or external immunity or external help to fight bacteria and viruses, and they have saved lives. But we've forgotten to focus on our immune competence, on our own immune system's capacity to fight these microorganisms. And if we don't do that, then there may come a time where we won't have the medication that will help us to fight bacteria, viruses, fungus, and so on. So it's important to bear in mind that we have to increase our immune system strength, and there are some very simple nutritional ways of doing that. Let me suggest a few. The first is to reduce sugar intake. A study done at Loma Linda University in California showed that as you increase the amount of sugar in your diet, you proportionately decrease the activity of your immune cells, particularly natural killer cells and delta T cells, as well as other cells that are related to killing bacteria and viruses. So reducing sugar intake would be very important. Increasing physical activity is extremely important as well. Exercise does two things. It increases your body temperature, which creates what I would call an artificial fever. Now, your body increases temperature when you do have an infection because bacteria and viruses can't reproduce themselves as effectively at higher body temperature. So when you exercise and your body temperature goes up, you actually reduce the capacity that bacteria and viruses have of reproducing themselves. Exercise also stimulates the lymphatic system, which is a system that has a major role to play through the lymph nodes in breaking down bacteria, viruses, cancer cells, and so on. Eating a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables, getting a lot of whole grains in your diet, healthy foods, unrefined foods, will also significantly increase your immune competence. Certain supplements can be helpful. Aged garlic extract has been shown, research by Dr. Percival at the University of Florida at Gainesville, to actually increase natural killer cells and increase delta T cells. As a matter of fact, on the website of the University of Maryland School of Medicine, they actually mentioned that aged garlic extract was able to increase the strength of the immune system of patients who had inoperable liver cancer, pancreatic cancer, and a few other cancers. Now, we're not saying it treated cancer, but it did significantly increase their immune system's strength. So certain supplements, echinacea is another good example, are well documented by the World Health Organization. Aged garlic extract, over 715 published studies, can help the immune system as well. While you eat more effectively and more properly, reduce your sugar intake and exercise, all of these factors will significantly increase your immune system's strength, so you will need to use antibiotics or other drugs much, much less often. So strengthen your immune system, increase your immune competence, and fight the bugs effectively. If you want more information, please do a search on our website, drchrisaffe.com.